Hey, good week day, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments as we spend this week celebrating agriculture in the country. This is about agriculture in South Dakota and all of you who build the fence and plant the crops. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Well, I expect many of the listeners know that this old stockyards guy started public speaking about 40 years ago, and most of those were ag-related events. Now, I learned during those years of banquets and luncheons, the word buffet is a French word. It means get up and get it yourself. Well, that's sort of like where I live, but then that's another story altogether. The Stockyards adventure started 10 years earlier than that, so over the past half century, I've observed some of the worst of times and now the best of times in agriculture. It's been a wonderfully amazing transformation. Now, there was a period of time, because of the times, that very few young people expected to or even wanted to return to the farm or ranch. That was sad. Probably the biggest reason was that mom and dad told them it was simply not possible and the youngster had best find something else to do. Over the past 10 or 15 years, it's been so much fun to watch as another generation, then another generation, in some cases even a fourth generation, have returned home and are doing a great job of producing food. We should all feel darn good about the state of agriculture as it stands today and be so appreciative of what the folks who live on the land do to provide abundant food of the highest and safest quality at a price which is envied by the rest of the world. I think it worth repeating, in the next 40 years, South Dakota farmers will need to help produce more food than in the previous 10,000 years combined. Thankfully, human ingenuity and hard work ensures that we'll do just that. After all, farmers today are producing five times more corn than they did in the 1930s on 20% less land while doing a marvelous job of protecting all of our natural resources and wildlife. I'm convinced that they're going to continue to do just that. After all, we must never forget that those farmers and ranchers are raising that food on the same land upon which they raise their families. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, as we celebrate National Ag Week, thanks for what you do.